The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Bradley of Jones. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Eden Blau, Majority Leader's Page from Spencer.
Good morning, everyone. Our prayer this morning was submitted by Alice Durrell of Maquoketa, Iowa. Dear Lord God, Jesus is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the Lion of Judah, and the Lamb of God. Usually, the name of Jesus is put at the end of a prayer, but today, I wanted to put the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name, at the beginning. It is a privilege and honor to bring a word of encouragement and words of intercession to this assembly today. I lift you all up to the Lord God and ask for his wisdom to guide you, his grace to help you, and his mercy to be upon you. A quote from Lewis H. Evans: man is never so tall as when he kneels before God, never so great as when he humbles himself before God. And the man who kneels to God can stand up to anything. I pray that you stand for what is right and what is best for the citizens of Iowa, who you represent. I pray that you have the wisdom, like Solomon, to make difficult decisions that are right in the eyes of God. In Proverbs, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he shall direct your paths." May you lean on God today and that he give you direction, especially when you feel torn between the many voices pulling and tugging at you. We all know that's going to happen today. I ask God to guide you for his peace and give you clarity of mind. May God protect you and your families and bless you for your service. Thank you for all you do for Iowa. We submit our requests to you, Lord, and we thank you for your help. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Ross.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
Senate File 2196 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the fees charged to employees by employers for copies of personal files.
Oh, yeah. First reading of the bill, it is now ready for commitment or amendment and for referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2261, a bill for an act providing for the adoption of certain animals confined by research facilities.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
Senate File 2263 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the confirmation by the Senate of certain appointees.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
Senate File 2307 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the professional license boards, including requirements related to the submission of official transcripts or diplomas.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
Senate File 2345 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the newborn screenings.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and passed on file.
Senate File 2346 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to flashing lights equipped on motor vehicles and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Transportation.
Senate File 2357 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act relating to the voting during meetings of the Board of Directors of School Districts and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education. Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnipeg, Representative Bergen. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen in the House, today is County Day at the Capitol. Please join our local elected officials and department directors for lunch in the rotunda. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones for Mr. Representative Bradley. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Am I in order for an introduction?
You are.
Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I'd like to introduce Tom and Alice Durrell and Shannon, and we'd like to give them a warm welcome. And Alice is the one that wrote our prayer this morning. Let's give them a warm welcome this morning.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Abdul Samad. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Yes. Every year that I've been here, I'm from the class of the majority leader. We came in together. Every year, I've watched individuals celebrate their birthdays. Where there's a number of us here that birthday doesn't fall during session. So today, we ordered a couple hundred cupcakes that would be delivered back in the back for everybody to enjoy. And that's from all of us whose birthdays don't fall during session. So we would like for you, those who have birthdays that don't fall through sessions, will you stand up, please? If I may, Mr. Speaker. Okay, see, our birthdays don't fall during session, so would the body please stand up and give us a hand and wish us a happy birthday and enjoy the cupcakes when they come at 10 o'clock.
I have my own announcement or introduction this morning, so I guess I'm in order to do that. My wife Carol is here, visiting here today, so would you all give her a nice, warm house welcome. Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Democrats will caucus at 12:30 in room 305. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will also caucus at 12:30 in the Supreme Court chamber. And if there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House recess until 12:30.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you've heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it, and the House is recessed.